It is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. The United States and its European allies are once again putting pressure on Iran. They want Iran to engage in serious talks about its nuclear program. Yesterday, Iran sent out proposals for such discussions with members of the UN Security Council. It's not clear yet if these proposals include the key issue, at least the key issue as Americans see it, whether Iran is on a path to acquire nuclear weapons. NPR's Mike Schuster has more.
It was Iran's foreign minister who delivered proposals for nuclear talks to the ambassadors of Britain, France, Germany, Russia, and China in Tehran. Because the U.S. has no embassy there, the Swiss embassy received the proposals in its place. Iran's government said the proposals address various global issues and represent a new opportunity for talks and cooperation. At a meeting of the International Atomic Energy Agency in Vienna, Iran's ambassador there, Ali Asghar Soltania, characterized the proposals as a positive step.
This is a serious indication, crystal clear indication of Iran's determination to pursue civilized course of action, dialogue and negotiation.
But it was not clear whether the Iranian proposals focus on what the U.S. and the Europeans want to talk about, the ongoing uranium enrichment program in Iran, and suspicions that Iran may be covertly building a nuclear weapon. The U.S. representative at the IAEA in Vienna said yesterday there are serious concerns that Iran is attempting to preserve the option to make nuclear weapons. It has manufactured enough low-enriched uranium to make a single nuclear bomb should it decide to enrich it further. But the U.S. intelligence community has concluded that if Iran's leaders do decide to go for a bomb, they would most likely not use the low-enriched uranium that is under seal and constant monitoring by the IAEA. At the UN yesterday, U.S. Ambassador Susan Rice said the permanent members of the Security Council plus Germany, the group known as the P5 plus 1, all hope that Iran's proposals are serious and constructive and will lead to substantive talks.
We will study the content carefully. We'll consult with our P5 plus 1 colleagues and will deliver a coordinated response at the appropriate time.
Since President Obama took office in January, he has made it clear he favors diplomatic engagement with Iran. But until now, Iran's leaders have failed to respond to the administration's overtures. Tehran's response has been delayed by the domestic turmoil in Iran, sparked by the disputed presidential election in June. Earlier this week, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said that Iran is willing to take part in negotiations, but his remarks did not go beyond what he has repeated many times in the past. We are prepared to sit down and hold talks within a fair framework, Ahmadinejad told a news conference, but the talks should not question Iran's right to nuclear energy. Ahmadinejad had some critical words for the IAEA, insisting Iran will resist the agency if, in Ahmadinejad's words, it is influenced by political pressures. Earlier this week, the outgoing head of the IAEA, Mohammad El-Baradei, conceded his agency and Iran are stalemated over a number of issues connected to its nuclear activities.
Iran needs to respond adequately to all the questions raised by the agency in order to exclude the possibility of there being military dimension to its nuclear program. To this end, it is essential that Iran substantively re-engage with the agency to clarify and bring to closure all outstanding issues, including the most difficult and important questions regarding the authenticity of information relating to the alleged weaponization studies.
For more than a year, the IAEA has been questioning Iran on allegations based on documents provided by the CIA that Iran has been involved in various aspects of nuclear warhead design. Iran claims those documents are forged, and it insists it is not interested in acquiring nuclear weapons. Mike Schuster, NPR News.